What's up, Wednesday, March 14th, halfway there, 470, Cadillac Jack.
404, Allie Mack.
Chase, 706.
706.
Means trouble.
Yeah, and Mountain Boys. We're back. Had a great time this morning. What we love about this On Demand After Hours podcast is that we can reunite at any moment outside of 5 to 10. And that's what we intend to do with you right now. Mike from St. Louis and Kix 115 listener Jennifer, who is flying ATL to STL to St. Louis next week on business.
And why that matters is that Mike has been with us for the last couple days talking about this girl he met on a layover in Philadelphia. She's from Atlanta. They had a connection and he wanted to reach out to her. Well, we found her, but she ended up hanging up on him and revealing that she's married, and he kind of got his heart broken. So here comes Jennifer to save Mike's broken heart and tape it back up, Caddy.
You'll hear how she does just that coming up during After Hours. Plus, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill have spoken publicly about what happened when Tim collapsed. He was super dehydrated. Tim, though, now says that maybe he needs to slow his roll on his exercise routine.
He wants to make sure that kind of thing never happens again.
My speculation about what truly is happening right now with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill doing everything you need to know before you go. Then today, with the hashtag March20Wins, my challenger was Dawn, dear Kimmy Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown.
All the way from Alabama.
And she doesn't sound like it at all.
I can say it like that because I used to live in Alabama.
We'll start After Hours this morning with the topic that is in every conversation at work on the job site. 10 o'clock this morning, students at schools across the country, including Metro Atlanta classrooms, plan was to leave school or at least gather in the hallway for 17 minutes. That's 1 minute for each of the victims in last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
So the school systems have really been divided as far as whether they should allow this or not. We do have a breakdown of what school districts allowed it and didn't at kix1015.com. You can also text walkout to the number 6825. If you want that information.
How are schools dealing with the walkouts? And what are the school responsibilities? The questions that we will get underway now during the conversation as we launch After Hours. Turns out that the walkout today for National School Walkout Day is a fascinating walk. Good morning, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 115. It's a fascinating walk, Allie Mack, out onto a tightrope that is stretched between students' free speech rights and schools' legal obligations. And like any tightrope, you've seen it everywhere this morning, this one is full of tension. How school walkouts test student rights and school responsibilities is going to be the conversation everywhere today.
Yeah, it's completely conflicting information. The latest updates I've seen, obviously check with your school system, but the latest updates I've seen, Fulton County originally said they were not going to allow the walkout. They've changed that, and now they're going to allow students to participate in demonstrations. Gwinnett, so far they're saying unexcused absence if you walk out. Cobb County says it will work with students to identify the best methods to accomplish the demonstration. For example, Walton High School is offering to have a special program at 7:50 this morning before the school day. In Douglas County, they are going to acknowledge the students' right to protest in a civil and orderly manner. However, they want the students to return in a reasonable amount of time, not just walk out for the rest of the day. And in Rockdale County, they are not endorsing an unstructured walkout. They respect the rights of the students and are working with those who choose to participate in a structured manner. It is so back and forth on this, Cadillac.
Depending on where you live.
Yeah, it's very, very, you got to check with your schools, but it's very up in the air as far as what's going to happen today.
This morning at 10 o'clock, students at schools across the country plan to walk out of their classrooms. And the plan is for them to leave school or at least gather in the hallway for 17 minutes. That's 1 minute for each of the victims in last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. But organizers are also saying that this is to honor not just the victims in Portland, but as well as anyone who's who has experienced gun violence. And it's a political call to action, say some. This touches so many people. So many people. This touches parents. This touches teachers. Touches students. Touches coaches. Touches bus drivers. Really, this conversation today about National School Walkout Day is a conversation that is top of mind for everybody.
Yeah. Tell us how you're feeling about it. We want to know how you're going to tackle this very, very difficult day.
It all comes down to this. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. It all comes down to this, I believe. We'd love to know if you agree or disagree. It all comes down to pre-existing school district policy. Allow me to explain. If the student code of conduct says skipping class should trigger a note home or detention, then school leaders, Allie, can't just suddenly begin handing out three-day suspensions.
Right.
If they do, it could be argued they're punishing students for their political speech, not for their actions. So that's what I think it all comes down to. Over 65% of you have kids in high school right now or will have kids in high school in the next 4 years. What's the plan for you and your kids? What's the plan at your school?
If you want to check up on what your child's school is doing today as far as the walkout, you can text the word walkout to the number 68255.
It's Cadillac Jack and Allie. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Caddy. I was just going to give you my teenage daughter's perspective about
I would love
walkout.
To hear it. Is she around?
No, she's still in bed.
Okay. Starting her national walkout day well, huh? Getting me all rested for the walkout.
So last night at dinner, we were talking about the school walkout, and she said, you know, it really doesn't make any sense. I understand the reasoning behind it, and I'm okay with that. But if I were one of these school shooters or had some bad intentions, wouldn't that be the prime time to make something happen on a school when everybody is walking out?
I hope your daughter is very wrong about that.
And doesn't that make you sick?
It does. It should even have to think about that.
But it's so much a part of that generation's lives.
And I wish that there was something that we could do to change it. And I don't know that the walkout is the thing.
Certainly hope that is not the case. But thank you for your insight and your perspectives. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Everybody has top of mind today. Parents, teachers, students, coaches, bus drivers, administrators. The National School Walkout falling today.
I work at a small Christian school. We do elementary, middle, and high school all in the same building. And I have the privilege of doing the announcements every day. And today I'm going to challenge our kids not to walk out, but to walk up. Walk up to the kid who sits alone and ask him to be a part of your group. Walk up to the kid who's never had a voluntary partner and offer to be his. Walk up to your teachers and thank them. Walk up to someone and just be nice.
Yeah, the world feels a little broken right now. And maybe someone just saying something nice to you can change your day.
And I don't think that this whole thing today is going to make any... I just don't know that it's going to move the needle or make a difference. I don't, and I hate to say that. But what you just shared with us, something positive comes out of it immediately.
We appreciate you guys covering such a topic this morning. The nation needs that.
Mike lives in St. Louis, and he recently met a woman from Atlanta, from North Fulton County, as a matter of fact, at the Sheraton at the airport in Philly. They were being held overnight because a nor'easter was up there.
Yes, and there was kind of a connection between the two of them. However, she ended up being married.
But they were dancing belly to belly in the hotel lobby and the hotel bar to this song.
Come over, come over, come over, come over, come over.
They shared the love of country music, specifically that song from Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Come Over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kicks 101.5's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Good morning.
I would love to meet this guy and let him know that not all women are that way. And it just totally breaks my heart because he truly had a connection with this woman. It's like totally insane.
Tell you what. Hang on. I got an idea. Can you see, Allie Mack, the light bulb that just went out? Just like light it over my head?
Yes, yes.
Hey, I just have to comment on the mic situation from St. Louis.
Please.
I am actually going to be in St. Louis next week. I would love to meet this guy and let him know that not all women are that way.
Do we have his number?
What's your name?
My name is Jennifer. And it just totally breaks my heart because he truly had a connection with this woman. It's like totally insane.
Yeah, it's so rare to hear someone speak that way about another female. It was refreshing to hear that from him, and it stinks that it worked out the way it did.
Right, and it totally breaks my heart.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but we're calling Mike right now.
Yeah, we're calling him.
Hello?
Mike's Cadillac in Atlanta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen,
he's
man.
Like this guy.
Listen, we have a listener that's coming to St. Louis.
You have a listener that's coming to St. Louis next week.
Yes. And
okay.
She's locked in. Are you there?
I'm here.
There's Jennifer.
Jennifer, hey. Say hi to Mike from St. Louis.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Good morning.
Look, I just feel so bad. I've been listening to this since Friday, and it totally breaks my heart because you truly have a connection with this lady, and I just felt that you need to know that not all women are that way. And it just broke my heart because you were truly sincere about your feelings for her, and you were totally smitten by her, and I just feel so bad. And I was telling Cadillac, and I was like, I'm going to be in St. Louis next week, and I would love to meet this guy just to let him know that not all women are that way, and I am truly sorry. You know, living in Georgia, I just want to let you know that not all Georgia peaches are that bad.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's really sweet of you to say. Yeah, it was an experience, so I'm not sure what else to say.
Jessica, when are you going to be there? When are you going to be in town?
I will be there from the 22nd to the 25th.
Okay. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Would you entertain? I tell you what I'll do. Send Jessica a picture. We'll get your, okay. We'll exchange information off the air. You know, I mean like your regular picture. Why you chuckle? You shouldn't get that. I'm Googling best steakhouses in St. Louis because what I will do is I will call ahead and give my credit card and I will buy the two of you dinner.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you.
All right. When you get back, Jennifer, we want to hear all about it.
Okay.
What do y'all think? Well, I think this is exciting.
It is, yeah, and I don't want him to feel pressured in any means that he has to do anything like this. Wanted them to know that, you know, there are friendly people out there.
But you never know. Y'all can go out and get some butterfly fillets, and next thing you know, you are sharing some cream spinach.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord. This is ridiculous. But, Mike, I told you.
I love cream spinach.
Mike, I told you how you were speaking about another female was going to trigger someone. I told you that.
Yes, ma'am, you did. I just, I didn't, I really wasn't quite sure what, you know.
Tell you what, look at what we are doing. We are doing amazing, amazing things on the Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Morning Show.
Oh, my gosh, this is hilarious.
All right, hey, we're going to get some information. We're going to exchange some information off the air, okay? And we'll find out. I'll get both your numbers and figure out where we're going to dinner and who I need to call my credit card.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Everybody's in, right? Everybody's in. Okay, good.
Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
This morning at 10 o'clock, students at schools across the country, including many here in Metro County school systems, plan to leave school or at least gather in the hallway for 17 minutes. That is 1 minute for each of the victims in last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. I am a little concerned, Allie Mack's Cadillac Jack, 44-year-old father of three, a senior, an eighth grader, and a sixth grader. This date has really come quick for some reason. I wasn't thinking it was coming up this quick. I knew that it'd been planned for, you know, since at least the Parkland.
It's the month anniversary.
That would explain it. I'm glad that you are here.
Do you know how your kids are handling the walkout today?
At some point, we'll have to hit Live 360.
Well, if you need a breakdown of how all the school systems are handling the walkout today, you can text the word walkout to the number 68255.
I think that it can be argued that either students or teachers, one or the other is going to share their constitutional rights, freedom of speech, or expression at the schoolhouse gate. This will consume the news cycle today. United Airlines forced a woman to put her puppy into an overhead bin on Monday night when the plane landed in New York City. The dog was dead. Seriously. United issued a standard apology and they said that they would refund the woman's ticket. Is that going? I mean, that's
irreplaceable.
Come on, it's your dog.
It's your best friend.
A family's French bulldog puppy dead in its carrier after a United Airlines flight attendant forced them to put the bag and the dog in an overhead bin for a multi-hour flight. The dog belonged to a mother traveling with two young children from Houston to New York's LaGuardia Airport Monday night. Before takeoff, the bag apparently extended into the aisle. Witnesses posted online, the passenger explained there was a dog in the bag, but the flight attendant insisted it go in the overhead. That flight attendant told the airline she did not realize the pet was inside.
They're refunding the family's tickets. What a great gesture. I hope that they go out of business. We're not supposed to editorialize during everything you need to know before you go.
Unfortunately, we lost one of the most famous scientists in the world, Stephen Hawking.
Imaginary time. People think it's something you have in dreams or when you're up against a deadline, but it's a well-defined concept. Imaginary time is like another direction in space. It's the one bit of my work science fiction writers haven't used, because they don't understand it.
Despite his neurological disease that left him unable to speak or use his limbs, Stephen inspired people across the globe. He was 76 years old.
Tim McGraw's stage collapse in Ireland, a wake-up call for Tim McGraw, he says, to cut back on his intense workouts. Listen. This man flips tires. This man flips chains. He does CrossFit every day, twice a day, I've heard, while he's on tour. But yet he got super dehydrated, as Faith Hill explains here, when he collapsed on stage in Dublin.
So Tim is fine. We all been a little bit dehydrated, traveling so much. And he's been super dehydrated. And I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on stage. So drink water. People, always keep yourself hydrated.
Faith comes out, sings this one.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Of all songs, it's never been on a set list in the past year on tour, but she cranks up What a Friend We Have in Jesus after she makes the announcement Tim McGraw's not coming back out.
She needed some inspiration.
That's everything you need to know before you go. It's Cadillac Jack Alley, Matt Kicks 1015. Gimme Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. It is already Wednesday. I know that means we play around this time every Wednesday. Get ready.
Gimme Caddy.
20-second pop culture trivia showdown.
Gimme Caddy.
And I'm excited to welcome
Gimme Caddy.
Dawn from Lincoln, Alabama.
Caddy, I was young when I'm interested. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Now, Don, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can't Beat Caddy.
That's right.
Exactly. Today's category, ladies and gentlemen, Kelsey Ballerini said she almost became a ballet dancer when she was little, but then she hit a growth spurt and lost all her coordination.
So she got her boobs early.
She's very tall. Today's category is all about dance. Now, it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, please leave the main stage.
I think Dawn was one of the first ones to ever do the Charleston back in the day, like back in the early 1900s. Ah, so fun.
All right, Caddy's almost out. Yes, the door is shut now, Dawn, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What country artist has 4 million views on YouTube for a compilation video of him booty shaking?
Luke Bryan.
What comes next in this dance craze? Watch me whip, watch me.
Pass.
What show features professional ballroom dancers paired up with celebrities?
Dancing with the Stars.
And that is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. Come on, Caddy.
I'm back. Hello.
All right, Caddy. Dawn from Lincoln, Alabama got 2 right. 20 seconds to get at least 2 right. Category is all about dance, and your timer will start after I finish asking you the first question. You ready?
I guess.
What country artist has 4 million views on YouTube on a compilation video of him booty shaking?
Luke Bryan.
What comes next in this dance craze? Watch me whip, watch me.
Whip.
What show features professional ballroom dancers paired up with celebrities?
Dancing with the Stars.
The Dance is a major country hit from what legend?
Garth Brooks.
Tim McGraw remains at the top of the father-daughter dance song list for his song, My
Little Girl.
That's timer. All right, let's go over all those wrong answers.
I'm ready.
What comes next in this dance craze? Watch me whip. Watch me.
That was Will Smith's daughter, right?
She did whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, sorry.
Watch me whip. Watch me.
Twirl.
Nay, nay.
Yeah.
That brings the tally to Dawn from Lincoln, Alabama. Got 2 right. And Caddy, you got 4 right. Baker's dozen for Caddy. Got 13 wins in a row now.
13. Hashtag March to 20 wins continues. I win every morning through next Friday. Then we celebrate again.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry about your luck, Dawn, but we can't let you get out of here before you whisper in my ear.
Say those magic words to Caddy.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dawn, whisper.
I'm Dawn from Lincoln, Alabama, and I can't beat Caddy.
Dawn makes a trip every day to Atlanta, listens to Kix 101.5 while she is here, and we appreciate that very much. Have a great day, Dawn, and thank you for playing. I hope you had fun, okay?
Thank you.
All y'all right.
Have a blessed day.
You as well. Sorry about your luck. You celebrate me.
Save that. Give me some internet and celebrate me.
Celebrate me. Celebrate me in my hashtag. March 20 wins.
13 wins. It's a baker's dozen for Cadillac Jack.
Tomorrow on Thursday, primetime, Candy Caddy going to fall around 7:15. You want to sign up to be a challenger, text the keyword Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, to the number 68255. Sign up right on your phone. 5 to 10, we are with you, live and local. Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your morning routine. And we are on demand anytime outside of 5 to 10 with...
After Hours!
Tell a friend.
That's it.
Hi.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.